Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Are You For Real? Already in Progress.
You know, I bet there's not a lot of people in here read the Bible 2 hours a day. But he slacked off. He said, after I first started coming to this church, he said, I spent 6, 7, 8 hours a day reading the Bible. But now then he slacked off a little bit. He's down to 2. Well, don't slack off anymore, right? Don't slack off anymore. We write unto you that your joy may be full. When we read these promises and we look at these things that he's written for us, when we really learn who we are in Christ and what we can do as sons and daughters of God, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, and we know that there's nothing that he can't do for you, you can tell everybody about that and your joy can be full. I mean, you can't have a bad day. I'm telling you, you can't have a bad day. Cheryl and I pray for people in the wee hours of the morning, as a rule, not every night, but almost every night. And we remit people's sins. We pray the prayer of faith for them. I couldn't even begin to tell you the praise reports we get back. Can you imagine having so many praise reports every day that you can't even remember them anymore? What a problem. I hate that. I hate it that I have such a terrible problem. I can't remember the praise reports anymore. Got so many. Isn't it wonderful? But see, when Scripture does say that to them that know their God, they will do great things. Do we know him? Yes, we know him. Okay, next verse. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and we declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Not at all. He has no darkness in him. Let's go to the next verse. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. And we do not the truth. And do not the truth. So if you think for a minute that you can hate your brother or your sister, and people do this now. I mean, I've spent hours on the phone with people. Just sit it down right there, honey. I spend hours on the phone, just like several other of our prayer warriors here. We're talking between a husband and a wife that just can't get along. I spend hours. They will not forgive each other. There is a problem. You know, the man's not doing what he's supposed to be doing or whatever. We don't walk in love. If somebody comes to you and says, I'm going to sue you, first thing you ask them, are you a Christian? Yes. Okay, then I forgive you. The scripture says you're supposed to forgive me. And there's to be no lawsuits between us as Christians. Now then you find out right quick what they're made out of. Now, are they living in the flesh or are they living in the spirit? Because if they immediately start throwing things at you and saying, no, I'm going to sue you, I'm going to get even with you. You know, maybe according to that scripture, let's look at this scripture. Let's look here. It says, if we say that we have fellowship with one another and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Let's see what the next verse says. Let's see. Throw a little more in there. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If you're walking in the light, is this the way every man and woman should walk with their mate? I mean, it's easy. Just real easy to walk with someone when everybody's doing exactly what you want them to do. Isn't it? You know, but all of a sudden, let's say that I'm not doing it like Cheryl wants me to do it. I'm doing something that's different or whatever. Or she said something, you know, and of course, now we have this issue quite often. She has this sweet little tender voice. And we're driving down the road in the car with those big old tires on it. And when we were driving, you can forget it. It's noisy inside the car. And she's over there talking with that little voice. And we get all the way to town or something. And she says, "What do you think about that?" You girls are laughing like you automatically know what I'm fixing to say. What do you think I'm fixing to say, Paula?
You're going to say, "Think about what?"
Hey, yeah, there you go. That's exactly right. What did you were talking to me? What? I drove all the way from home here, and I said, told you everything I wanted to do in the next 2 hours, and you didn't even hear a word I said?
No.
So this is what you have to do. I'm sorry, honey. I'll talk louder. That's the only thing she can do. Right, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all she got to do. So, honey, I'm sorry. You didn't talk loud enough for me. And so we're going to have to start over and redo this whole thing. Or we're going to have to pull off the side of the road where the road noise is not there. In fact, the other day, Cheryl and I went down and drove a brand new Chevrolet. Of all things. Yeah, we drove a brand new solid red Chevrolet. And I don't know what kind of insulation they had in that thing, but we could drive down the road down there in Grapevine. And with the noise and everything else, and I could hear every word she said in that car. She said, "We got to have one of these." I said, "Let's go back and see what they want for this." We went back and looked at it, and the guy said, "Well, this one has everything in the world on it, so it's a little more expensive, but it's not too bad. It's only $70,000.
Oh.
I told her, I said, "I guess you'll have to talk louder." I'm sorry. I don't have $70,000 to buy her a new car so she can hear me, so I'm just going to have to talk louder. That's all I can say. It sounds like, though, some of you other girls have a husband just like me. You know, that you talk to him and tell him things and he doesn't hear you either. You know, so don't worry about it. It'll get better. When you get to heaven someday, it'll get better. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son, cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Let's see what the next verse says. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have no sin. In other words, how many of us have really sinned in our life? You really think that's every one of us?
Yes.
Every one of us? Okay. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now then, let me ask you a question on that scripture. How many of you believe that you can be clean with no sin in your heart? According to that scripture, what do you have to do that? In other words, if you, Kim, it doesn't matter what you've done all day or what you might have lost it with the kids once or twice, or maybe even your husband, I hope not, but you know, you're a human being just like all the rest of these girls in here. So, but if you have sinned in the course of the day, if you feel like you're not clean and pure, all you got to do is use that scripture and ask the Lord to forgive you. And when you use that scripture and you confess your sin, now how clean are you? Absolutely washed in the blood. I mean, you're clean and pure and holy.
Yeah.
And now then, if the enemy will come by and sit on your shoulder and say, "Now, but you didn't get everything confessed." But he'll do that to you. He'll do that, you know, but you have to not believe him. You got to believe the word that when I confess my sin, I'm forgiven.
Yeah.
So now then, when I say, "Can I be without sin?" In fact, I had a man the other day come in. He says, "I heard you say that you think you can go through the day without sinning. That's not possible." I said, "Well, speak for yourself, sir." I said, "I believe I can do it." Why do I believe I can do it? Because the Word tells me I can. If I confess my sins, running around here, Miss Jackie works out here, helps us. As I'm running around praising the Lord and everything, I don't try to sin, do I, Miss Jackie? I try to walk in love with everybody, don't I? Now, I might make a mistake once in a while, but I mean, it's not too bad, is it?
Never.
I'm really pinning her down here, see? So. But that's the same way it works for all of us, right? When you repent of your sins, you're a human being just like me. So if you make a mistake, all you got to do is repent. And it's washed away and cleaned in the blood, right?
Right?
So now, are we without sin at that point? Yes, we are. We don't have to live in sin. I mean, I was raised up in a church that taught me I couldn't go through the day without sinning. I just couldn't do it. But it says, if I confess my sin, he is faithful and just to forgive my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. All. So I can be clean. Then let's go to the next verse. Let's see what verse 10 says. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Now then, if you come to that and you say that I have never sinned, then you know that's a lie. There ain't nobody ever done that, right? No, nobody except Jesus. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So we know that we have sinned, but we ain't going to continue in sin. We're going to repent of our sin and get rid of that sin, because when we get rid of the sin, then God hears our prayer. And that's when we pray for people and we see God do wonderful things for people because we're his sons. Next verse, 11. Oh, okay, the next chapter then. Yeah, verse 10, down to number 1 of the next chapter. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. Okay, now if it wasn't possible to go through life without sinning, why would he write these things? Because he says here, my little children, he's talking to you and me, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ the righteous. If I do sin, and I'd like to think that it would be not a real major problem to go through life. In fact, I had a lady that used to work for me several years ago when I first started the ministry. And as we walked around here and I spoke like I always do, normal, everything, what I consider normal. And after she'd worked for me a couple of months, she says, Pastor, I got a question to ask you. What does it take to make you cuss? I said, well, ma'am, I don't cuss. She said, well, I've noticed that. But she said, I've worked for several other ministries, and I've never seen a ministry that didn't have profanity. I thought, wow. I mean, I thought that was a sin.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Are You For Real? Or would you like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD? We will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.